Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 Zimbabwe from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about the continued humiliation of Zimbabweans in South Africa by locals, with the latest incident being that of a Limpopo-based hospital doctor caught on video humiliating a Zimbabwean patient admitted at a hospital. South Africa's opposition economic freedom fighters has called for the revocation of the doctor's medical license and her removal from the office following this incident. We are also going to talk about the Zimbabwe exemption permit that expired on 31st December 2021, but the South African government gave holders a one-year grace period to regularize their stay. They were asked to go and apply for mainstream visas. This week, the Home Affairs Department also announced it was going ahead with its plan to terminate the exemption permit program and told South African employers of Zimbabwean immigrants to start preparing before the deportations. The South African government asked permit holders to apply for other mainstream visas, but the majority say they just do not qualify under any of those and are now afraid they will become illegal and get exposed to possible attacks against illegal immigrants. Only 6,000 Zimbabweans out of 178,000 have so far applied, according to the Home Affairs Department. The recent statement by the ruling African National Congress, that the suffrage of undocumented migrants can no longer be guaranteed due to threats of harm by residents, has also forced many to start preparing for their return home. Ongo wadiwa tereri tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu. Chatinenge tichisangana tichikurukura nekutarisa zviri kuitika kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nasi tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kuramba achisangana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa, anosanganisira zviri kubuda pane rimwe vhidhiyo iro riri kutenderera madande mutande remumwe chiremba ari kushungurudza murwere anobva kuZimbabwe. Bato rinopikisa reEFF ratoburitsa gwaro rinokurudzira kuti chiremba uyu adzingwe basa uye rezinesi rake rebasa rikanzurwe. Tichabatawo nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvaive pasi pemagwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permit, zvichitevera danho rakatorwa svondo rino nehurumende yeSouth Africa rekunyorerawo vashandirwi ichivayeuchidza kuti vasakanganwa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro eZEP zvinofanirwa kunge zvasiya basa panopera gore rino. Because of the above, there is panic, worry and anxiety amongst Zimbabweans, with thousands of them as the deadline for them to renew their Zimbabwean exemption permits draws by. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg.
After spending over 10 years in South Africa, thousands of Zimbabweans are now facing a reality of packing and going back home. Most of them had called South Africa their home for a long time.
We thought that the day was not going to come, but it's here. And nothing has changed. We're still supposed to be packing and going back to Zimbabwe if we don't move to mainstream permits. So moving to mainstream permits has been a very difficult journey. I haven't heard anyone who has said I should have moved from ZEP to a mainstream permit. So which means all the ZEP permit holders are packing and going back to Zimbabwe on the 1st of January 2023. So here we are. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're not ready to pack, go back home. No one is ready.
But others say no matter how tough the decision might be, they've now accepted their fate.
I'm ready to go home. I'm not afraid. I didn't kill anyone. I'm a proud Zimbabwean. I love my country and I missed my family so much. And then they missed me. So, yeah, I think maybe I'll spend much of my time with my family doing other things that I didn't even manage to do. So, yeah, because there's no other thing we can do. If someone doesn't like you, you cannot force him or her to like you. As we can see here, South Africans no longer need us.
But why have so many of them failed to apply for these permits in the last 8 months that they've been given?
They are not applying because they do not qualify. Remember that the majority of the holders of ZEP are people of low skill. In terms of the requirements of the general working visa, they do not meet the requirements because the companies that they work for or the people that they work for, they should prove that there are no South Africans who can do the job that these people are doing. So hence the reason why they are not applying. They were hoping that the government was going to relax some of these requirements so that they could apply.
The Home Affairs Department says come December 31, those who have failed to apply will be deported. Only time will tell if these 178,000 Zimbabweans will pack and leave or wait to be deported. Tuso Kumalo for Studio 7 in Johannesburg.
Ongu Manzwa kubagum torwedwe nau, Tuso Kumalo, Arimu Johannesburg, South Africa, Umuanga Ashtaura, Nezhuzarwa, Zimbabwe. Ziripa mpamsoro pe matano arukutoro wane urumende ye South Africa ekuti zvitoro zveZimbabwe zvinge zvadzokera kumusha panopera gore rino sezvo magwaro azvo ekugara munyika izviripa mutemo eZimbabwe exemption permits akapera kushanda asi tirikuonawo zvakare kuti kune vakawanda vari mu South Africa imomo vari kunzi vakatarisirwa kuti vanga vachinyorera magwaro ekushanda kuti vanga vachigara imomo zviri pamutemo asi tinonzwa kuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti zvinodiwa kuti vanga vachibudirira kuwana magwaro iwayo kuti vanga vachipinda inonzi mainstream visas hanzi kunodiwa zvinhu zvakawanda sezvataurwa navanabuta mabhena vachitsanangura kuti vazhinji vari paZimbabwe exemption permits vanhu vanga vachingoita mabasa anganzi pakawanda pose pose kana kuti rose rose rinenge ramuka richiitwa ipapo asina unyanzvi hwakanyanyodzama asi zviri kudiwa kuti vanga vachipinda mamainstream visa inyaya yekunge vaapplya vachiwana unyanzvi konzi hakuna zvisara zvesouth africa zvinokwanisa kunge zvichiita mabasa iwayo ndiko kuti vekunze vazenge vachipinda mabasa iwayo. And now we are going to hear from another video of a South African, Veli Madondo, from the Kalamtwana movement. And he's among the locals who are calling for the removal of foreigners from South Africa, accusing them of raping their women and stealing from, stealing their jobs. Here he spoke earlier this month during the trial of 8 foreigners who are accused of raping 8 women.
They are coming here in South Africa and then they come to do isn't as wrong. They are coming here raping our children. They are here Uguti Batatelaban in Sevens. I will be honest with you. Because when I cheap labor, I will be honest with you. They are taking in Sevens, Yalaban to South Africa. And then they, that's more who creates more drugs, a matraxi Sabakul in unemployment. That's why we're fighting them. Uguti, so that Bangene will go Pelele. We don't mind. If you. But now, my paper, we don't mind. Pangangena, you understand? The only thing is if I tell you the illegal ones, because why they come here about much cheap labor, and then we ended up seeing our South Africans because of we know our rights, and then we ended up unemployment by me. Illegal. That means illegal means it's a fraud in a way, you understand? We don't have a problem with the ones that are documented. We don't have a problem with the ones that are documented. It's fine. But the problem, you are fighting against the illegal ones because they are coming here and then they are the ones most of the time when I put them in. They are the ones who create isn't as fun as a rape, who killing people, you understand? Who doing a damages in jail, gule can't. So, yeah, this is why we are fighting. We don't have the documented ones.
That was Veli Madondo from the Kalamtwana movement in Johannesburg, South Africa. So let's take a break and please stay tuned.
Yes, I'm going to go to the city.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And joining us now is African Diaspora Forum Chairperson, Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda, who is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Welcome to our show, sir.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Dr. Swanda, my first question is about the humiliation of a Zimbabwean patient at Limpopo Hospital. And I think this video doing rounds on social media has brought in new interest on the issue of Zimbabweans in South Africa. What's your take on this?
Well, yes, that video is very, it's actually something that is quite regrettable that you've got a person who is a political leader and a doctor by training who has sworn not to save lives and to protect lives, making a public spectacle, you know, of a person who is a patient. And we have been addressing, you know, that throughout the course of the day today, and we are just waiting as an organization to send her a letter because we're waiting for an interview, hoping that she was going to apologize because she has broken all ethics, and we believe that she needs to address, you know, the issue of how she has violated the right to human dignity, you know, the right of patients to be treated privately, and the right to equality, because it is very clear that she segregated against that patient simply because she could not speak a local language. Anything else that she says, it is not on the video unless she can prove that. So that is very regrettable, and it is something that shows, you know, the cheap politicking and failure to understand the value of human life, you know, from a professional doctor and a public servant.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that an apology is enough, considering the number of Zimbabweans who are in South Africa who seek medical attention, not only at a hospital, but in other medical services?
Well, look, it might not be enough, but I think for the purposes of ensuring that at least, you know, we will hold people to accountability, if at least she can give of that apology, it will show ordinary people that such statements constitute what we call hate speech and incitement to violence and hatred. But if that does not, if she does not do that, unfortunately we might be forced, where we will be forced basically to take the matter to the Equality Court, where she might have to be sanctioned. But you will also accept and appreciate that one of the biggest challenges that we have with this whole scenario is that, you know, it is also brought on the people of Zimbabwe from both sides. And some of the questions that they are raising, some of, you know, the proponents to this particular speech are questions of how the Zimbabwean rights have been violated by failure to access, you know, proper health systems back in Zimbabwe. And you may hear their frustrations when they talk about the flood in the health system, but that is no excuse, you know, for that abuse that was meted on that session.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Dr. Swanda. We are now also joined by another guest, Mr. Butolezwe Nyathi, who is the chairman of the Migrant Workers Association in South Africa. Welcome to our show, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you just came on time, sir. We are talking about the Limpopo doctor who is seen on a video doing rounds on social media humiliating a Zimbabwean patient at a hospital. You are also a medical professional. What's your take on this?
Well, the incident is very, very unfortunate, Jonga. It's actually just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what is happening in the health sector in South Africa. The thing is, it might be even a blessing in disguise that this whole thing came up and now it's in the public domain. But our people are going through a lot in various facilities in South Africa. Recently, I heard of a situation whereby somebody was, asked, what are they doing here in South Africa? Just because they've got a Ndebele surname, they are in Ndlovu. And they are Ndlovus in Zimbabwe, they are Ndlovus in South Africa. So what is happening in South Africa is that people that are coming from outside are having a tough time in the health sector, because a lot of health practitioners feel that they are actually abusing or exhausting the budgets of the South Africans, as the MEC said in that clip. Yes, there are issues of ethics that that come into play here, because she's a medical practitioner and she took a pledge to serve everyone. But in this case, what she said is what a lot of health practitioners are saying to people that are coming from outside this country.
So can we say these health professionals are echoing the sentiments of the South African government if the government is silent on these issues?
Yes, without them being instructed, I think it's something that comes naturally. They feel that people that are coming from outside are exhausting the budgets. They are actually exhausting the resources, including human resources. They are saying that they are tired. I used to work in the health sector, and one could hear, even though people would not come direct to me because they knew that I was actually coming from outside. But from the feel, as you walk around, you can tell that people are actually saying, there is a big influx of foreign people that are using the public health sector, and they are exhausting our resources, including getting the staff tired. Because in some cases you find that some people can't speak local languages, they can't speak in English, then one will have to be called to interpret. And when you interpret, you get that feel that the person is actually not happy about serving this particular person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nyati. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Swanda, ndidzoke kwamuri nerurimi rweShona. Tiri kuona zviri kutenderera pavhidhiyo yaChiremba ari kunechimwe chipatara kuLimpopo, vari kushungurudza nekunyadzisa nekuzvidza chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muchipatara chavo. Inyaya iri kushungurudza vana veZimbabwe vakawanda, iri nyayawo zvakare iri kutsigirwa nevana vemuSouth Africa vakawanda vari kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze ngazvibude munyika iyi. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pechiitiko ichocho? Hello, Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, are you still there? I think I've lost Dr. Swanda.
Regai, tinzwa kuti. No, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. I hadn't heard that you were speaking to me.
Oh, yes. Ndanda adresa kwamuri chi Dr. Swanda ndikubvunzei neShona. Kuti tiri kuona vhidhiyo iri kutenderera yaChiremba vekuLimpopo kuchipatara chekuLimpopo vari kuzvidza nekushungurudza nekunyadzisa chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muchipatara chavo. Tichionawo kuti kune vari kutsigira zviri kuitwa naivo Chiremba ava tichitarisa zviri kubuda pamadande mutande. Zviri kushungurudzawo vamwe kusanganisira nevamwe zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zviri munyika iyoyo nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pechiitiko ichochi?
Chatingataura ndechekuti izvi zvaitwa naMEC vekuLimpopo hazvina kunaka. Kushoropodza murwere pamberi pevanhu hazviti mubumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo remuno muSouth Africa rinoremekedza kodzero dzavanhu, zvinoreva kuti munhu kana achinge ari muchipatara watinoti murwere anofanirwa kupa iripi yakanyorwa pasi nemutemo. Uyezve tinoona kuti dokta ava munhu anotore Chiremba anonyanzoziva kuti iye akapikira kuti achabatsira vanhu kuti upenyu hwavo husarasike. Zvaataura izvi zvingakonzera kuti munhu azviuraye uye aite zvinhu zvisina kunaka. Ndinototi ichi chichero vari MEC hazvirevi kuti chipiko chavo chekuti ndiChiremba chabva pavari. Saka zvavaita hazvina kutombonaka nekuti tinotoona kuti vanofanirwa kuti vakumbirire regerero. Kana vasina kuzviita izvozvi, tirikutarisira kuti tivasungise kuenda kwatinoti equality court, nekuti mashoko avataura mashoko anoshunguridza kodzero dzavanhu, iye kodzero dzevarwere. Pane vamwe vanhu vanozvifarira muno musouth africa nekuti vanofunga kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe zvakawandisa muno musouth africa. Hatirambi kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawandisa, uye tinonzwisisa kuti vanhu havasi kunyatsofara nekuti vari kuti naivo havasi kuwana rubatsiro rwakakwana kuzvipatara. Asi izvezvo hazvipi vanhu kodzero kuti vashunguridze kodzero dzevanhu inenge dzakanyorwa mubumbiro remitemo. Ndosaka tichiti hongu tinonzwa kutenda kwavo, uye tinonzwa kuti vari kushoropodza nyika yezimbabwe kuti kuri kutadza sei nekuti igadziri yevana vayo ivachengetedze. Tinochemawo naizvozvo kuti vazhinji vakunzi vari kuuya muno kuzopa maarv vatinovatengesa zvimwe zvinhu tingaitiki, asi matukirwo atiri kuitwa muno musouth africa haana kunaka. Ende matukirwo atinoziva kuti chikonzero ndechekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka kumusha kuzimbabwe uku. Ndosaka vanhu vachiuya kuno takunzi mbavha, mbavha dzekuda maarv here, mbavha dzekuda mishonga yekukosora zvezvinoda tinoitengesa. Hapana chokwadi bapo ipapo, asi nekuti hatisi kumusha tinongogara tichitukwa.
Ndinotenda Dr. Sibanda, rambai muri parunhare. We are now joined via Skype by Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is a businessman based in South Africa. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to our show.
How are you, sir? Good evening to everybody.
We are doing fine. Thank you so much. Mr. Mhlanga, you are a businessman in South Africa. Looking at what is happening to Zimbabweans at the moment, including this latest incident of this patient who was humiliated in a hospital, and some Zimbabweans who were seen also on videos doing rounds on social media, who were rounded up by police and being humiliated, and also the expiry of the grace period given to Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. What can you say about all this in South Africa at the moment?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kandemir. Right, this incident of this lady who is sick in one of the hospitals in Limpopo. First of all, I'll say let's check that woman's position. She's holding a political position, though professionally she is a doctor. So holding a political position, we must also understand that someone has to sing for her supper so that, you know, she's seen to be doing the job. I've seen that lady on numerous occasions, especially during the COVID era, whereby she was going to shops, harassing people and so forth. Fine, she may claim she's doing her job. But to embarrass a patient of all the people, we as Africans, we have what we call Ubuntu. And Ubuntu spells out that whether you are a poor person, rich person, but the fact that you would have gone or gotten to someone else's place, you can ask for food, you can ask for this, and the person mustn't ill-treat you because you are a foreigner to them, or you are maybe somebody who is not supposed to be in their neighborhood. So it's really a sad situation that happened to that lady. And apparently she's not the only one who has found herself suffering under such circumstances. We've heard of such incidents, especially in the hospital in Soweto, there by the name Paraguana, where foreigners have really been treated so badly and so forth. But fine, we are in other people's territory. We will always suffer under their hands. Mm-hmm. But then there is this issue, the sentiment about foreigners, that they are the ones who are committing crimes in South Africa and so forth. That's quite a big discord of everything. Everybody can, anybody, let me say, anybody, despite nationality, can commit crime. It has nothing to do with foreigners. It has got nothing to do with being a Zimbabwean or Mozambican or whatever. crime is a crime. It has no nationality. But everything is now being blamed on foreigners for whatever reason. The South Africans, I think it's a propaganda that has been drilled or instilled in their heads that foreigners are causing all this disharmony in our country.
Yes.
Instead of them actually arguing with their government that, no, we want you as our government to look after us, not foreigners. Fine. Then the government must be accountable to them, not blaming foreigners. When it comes to these permit issues that are, okay, this ZEP that is coming to an end in
December. Yes.
Fine. It actually ended last December, and then this is just a grace period that was given to people. You know, Mr. Kanemir, it's another sad story again to Zimbabweans. People were told to come forward, some to surrender their IDs that they gotten clandestinely, I assume, and get documented properly by Home Affairs. And people went in numbers.
Mr. Mplana. Mr. Mplana, I wanted to ask you to do a 1 minute in Sindebele, explaining what we were just discussing. In Sindebele, 1 minute.
Okay. Then it's mina, kuyihlazo nje lokho okwenzakeleyo kulesi sigulane ngoba akumelanga ukuthi umuntu ngoba uyisihambi sekumele abanjwe ngendlela enjeyana. So ngase ngithi mina umama lo, yes, ungudokotela by profession, kodwa ke umama lwana uphethe isikhundla sobu-MEC, which is more esiyi-political position. So naye njengomuntu ophethe isikhundla esi-political, naye uzama ukuncenga ukudla kwakhe lana adla khona. So yikho naye ebehave kanje. Ngoba ungabheka izinto eziningi lezi ziza after ngemva kokubanjwa kwe-conference ye-ANC, okunjengokuthi kunengi okwadiscuswayo about foreigners ku-conference leyendlulele. And singama-foreigners sizothola ukuthi vele thina asenakho kungokwethu ezweni leli. Njalo even bangaze bathi hayi badila nama-illegal foreigners. Ama-illegal foreigners akhona abawazi nokuthi akuphi. Ama-illegal foreigners akhona abangeke bawa-identify ukuthi nani. But bagijimisa abantu bona labo ababizayo ukuthi wozani nizothatha ama-permit apropa kwezethu sibe nazo ukuthi lingobani likuphi. Yiwo ase-today asebegijinyiswa, asebebizwa ngayo yonke indlela. So sekunzima kakhulu. Then ngine egama eliyi-1 elokugcina engizolifaka kuhulumende waseZimbabwe. Uhulumende waseZimbabwe okwamanje uthule ngakho konke
okwenzakala
ebantwini. Ebantwini base.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Mplana. That was Mr. Buso Mplana, a businessman based in South Africa. We have come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington saying good night.